Blog Talk Radio.
This is an experience you'll never forget.
Put on your spiritual armor as tonight on the Book of Lies we will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that secretly at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome.
Welcome to the Book of Lies.
Close your eyes and open your ears.
Why is it that we continue to rely on people of power? You got people complaining about crooked Hillary Clinton or the bigot Donald Trump. How many of you out there have done your research and recognized the opponent's weakness just so that you can blab at the mouth because it makes you feel better about your decision? Just makes you feel tough to ignore your candidate's issue and talk about the other candidate's issue? Damn. What has television done to us? Infused with hate, separated by political parties, the infighting has bloomed into outfighting, and the streets are watching and listening to the next moves our leaders make. Is there going to ever be peace, parties? Sometimes you have to cut out the cancer to save a life. We now have 58 days left until Election Day in the U.S. of 2016. And we are in a break of war. Which candidate would be the best for America and America's future? I can't say it enough. We have to figure out what we have to do to our elected officials. We have to figure out what we're going to do for our future, and we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for our children. There's many of you out there who may be listening to me, may think that everything is okey-dokey, that life will continue to be great. Are you prepared? Are you mentally and physically prepared if the system would crash, if the system would go down and it would go dark? Would you know how to survive? Question is, how dependent are you with this system? We live in the greatest country in the world. We are supposed to be role models, the prime example of what a country is supposed to look like. And yet, as of today, as of tonight, we show the world the best that America has to offer. Hillary Clinton, Gary Johnson, and Jill Stein. The options are there. Do you want to vote for the man who you call a bigot, a racist, a liar? Do you want to vote for a man who y'all believe him with the codes to the nukes? Or do we trust Hillary Clinton, the liar, the email scandal, the bloodhound that is rightfully tried to claim her throne? She is entitled to being the next president of the United States. The question is, does Donald Trump already know this? Is he part of this conspiracy that people mention, that people talk about and read about and write about in books? Because it's obvious that the media, the main media, did not want the people to know about Gary Johnson and the Libertarian Party. I don't remember nobody making a big hoopla about when he was running for president a year and a half ago. I see his name constantly on CNN. I didn't see his name constantly on Fox News. I didn't see his name constantly on MSNBC. I didn't see or hear his name constantly nowhere. Not on the mainstream media, not the way they advertise Bush and the way they advertise Clinton. And now, mind you, we're talking about free advertisement. Or if it's a news story, who would think NBC would cover Gary Johnson? You would think that MSNBC would cover Jill Stein. But unfortunately, we don't hear about them. We don't hear about them. Now, we're starting to see an appearance on MSNBC, or maybe an appearance on Fox. But now we got 58 days into the election in the United States. 58 days. Now they are allowing Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, to come out of the woodworks to elaborate, to discuss, to see, allow people to see who the other candidates are. The problem with that is majority of the people already have made up their mind because of the uproar, because of the lies, because of the scandals, because of the continuous images, the continuous audio and video performances that has been plattered all over the television screens all around the world. Yes, I'm not just talking about here in America. I'm talking about all around the world. It's Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Again, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein is not mentioned as much. There was a question. Maybe is because of Bill Clinton. And they're more popular. They're more popular. That could be the case. Donald Trump could be more popular than Joe Stein. Donald Trump could be more popular than Gary Johnson. But the decision is not yours if they're popular or not. The decision is the power of the media. They decide for you. Because just imagine the tables were turned and Gary Johnson and Jill Stein was plastered all over Fox News, was plastered all over CNN, was plastered all over MSNBC, was plastered all over ABC. Your minds will be warped. You'll then be convinced are the right candidates to vote for. And this Donald Trump and this Hillary Clinton are fraudulent. But see, you don't get a chance to see Gary Johnson. You don't get a chance to see Jill Stein. Why? Because they refuse to allow them to be considered worthy enough to be in the debates. Has nothing to do with their degrees, has nothing to do with their experience, has nothing to do with their intelligence, it has nothing to do with any of it. Why? Oh, it's because they got to get at least 15% on at least 5 of the national major polls. Come on, people. We are Americans. We are much smarter than that. It'll be hard to be polled on these national polls if you don't have no income going into their corporation, going into their company, flat out, period. Who owns 98% of all media outlets? Do you know? Is it one corporation that monopolizes most of everything you see and most of everything you hear that is broadcasted on the radio or that is broadcasted on television, even on the internet and social media, do we see the power of influence? We have an opportunity to change the game. Because, first of all, we have North Korea to worry about. We have Iran to worry about. We have Russia to worry about. We have the war that is inside Syria to worry about. And most importantly, we have the United States of America to worry about.
This is an experience you'll never forget.
Put on your spiritual armor as the night on the Book of Lies. We will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that secretly at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome. Welcome to the Book of Lies.
Close your eyes and open your ears.
So, now, we have North Korea to worry about. We have Russia to worry about. We have ISIS to worry about. We have the Taliban to worry about. We have a list of situations we have to worry about. But most importantly, we have America to worry about. America is on shaky grounds right now. We are currently uncontrollable, I can say. We are in the process of deteriorating from the inside. We have a lot of individuals who totally believe that the chaos that has brought upon our country is because of individuals who caused the chaos. There's a saying that says, where there is smoke, there is fire. We have to remember that we got to focus not on the objective or the narrative or the ideals of those who want to take over the world and how slowly they are injecting this poison into our minds. Have you seen the movie Children of the Corn, where the children turn against their parents? That will be us. Because, see, the millennials are much more intelligent than we are. The millennials are incredibly more smarter than we are. I should hope. You should hope, because this is what we want to do. Our children to be better than us. We want our children to be smarter than us. But look at the majority of our children. Their minds are decaying. Their minds have been crippled, and they don't even recognize it. Their minds have been cripply induced and injected with the opportunity to Google the world, meaning that it is harder to possess. It is harder to control their objectives. They are watching us. They do not agree with what we are doing. Yes, some may be smarter than others. Some may be more educated than others. But at the same time, you can learn anything on your own thanks to the amazing capabilities of the Internet. If you would like to call in, my telephone number is 929-477-2187. That's 929-477-2187. Again, that is 929-477-2187. So, what are we going to do about North Korea, who claims that they successfully tested a nuclear warhead? This is the problem that we have been worried about. While we are infighting, not only about who's going to be the next president of the United States, but while we are infighting,
not about racism and officers and cops and people standing up and putting their hand across their chest, their heart to the Pledge of the Legion. We have a bigger problem than that. We have a huge problem that no one seems to recognize. And that problem is North Korea. That problem is Russia. That problem is Syria. That problem is Iran. That problem is the individuals who do not like the American lifestyle. They don't like it. Bin Laden, because he was accused of being the mass operator, the man in charge of 9/11 and what happened to the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon. He was annihilated. His body, quote unquote, was thrown into the ocean. We have a bigger problem than that. Kerry announces what the U.S. and Russia deal on Syrian ceasefire. Russia and the United States deals on a ceasefire in Syria. Who does that? Who is in control of the war in Syria? Are we fighting Russia? Is Russia fighting the United States of America? What do we know? All we know is what is published and what is broadcast, formed on television or on the radio or on the internet. We are committed to making things right. That is the quote from Wells Fargo. We don't want to go there. But anyways, Kerry announces that U.S. and Russia deal on Syrian ceasefire. Why? Why now? I mean, this whole time, people are putting their fingers at Barack Obama because he is the leader-in-chief. He is the president of the United States, as you should. As you should. Because he is the puppet that you have to blame. You don't blame Congress. You don't blame the House of Representatives. You do not blame them. Caller from 224-217-1193. Welcome to the show. Hello? Hello? Well, anyways, I must continue because unfortunately I have someone that's on the line that is not ready to pick up. Are you there? Well, anyways, must continue to go. I must continue my show. Unfortunately, I can't get to the caller, and I have 5 minutes left. But I appreciate you tuning in. Please continue to tune in. It's Monday through Friday, 5 days out of the week, from 1 to 1:30. We have an opportunity to change our objectives. We have an opportunity to tell the rest of the world that America is not stupid. We have Gary Johnson, and we got Jill Stein as the alternates to change America.
I understand that people want what they're used to. But if we do not change America's objectives, we're going to have 4 more years of the same. And they already know it. This is why they have the concentration camps, the FEMA camps. This is why the FEMA camps can house over 150,000 individuals. This is why they have swing sets within the FEMA camps. This is why they have razor wire that surrounds the FEMA camps to keep people from getting out. Not keeping people to get in. We have an opportunity to change the world. We have an opportunity to change America. There is too much at stake. And my conclusion of tonight's show is simply this. I warned you. I promise you. The next promise that I make will be after Hillary Clinton is commander-in-chief. She is entitled to the position. This is what conspiracy says. And we must understand that we have to voice our opinions. We as Americans are going to have to stand up and say America is more than what you want us to be.
There's a war going on.
This is an experience you'll never forget.
There's a war going on.
The
back of ammo, infrared, all black, ready to attack.
Arm your seatbelts.
Put on your spiritual armor as tonight on the Book of Lies. We will be discussing the unseen, the quiet entity that's secret at war with us. Join me in this spiritual warfare as we prepare for combat. Now this war will take place not on soil, but in the mind. So tap in, grab a hold, because as I attempt to stimulate your mind, you will be awakened as I broadcast to you from the night, from the light. Welcome.
Three, two.
The Book of Lies.
Close your eyes and open your ears.